Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3 en dis tyd vir jou misdaadverslag saam met kaptein Dave Miller. Captain, how are you?
Doing very well in yourself, thank you, Petra.
I'm fine, thank you. Great. I just want to start by saying thank you so much for what you do for the community.
Petra, it's a pleasure. Each and every one of our members do this out of the, obviously it's a job, but yes. I mean they do it out of the goodness of their heart. And it's really appreciated when we get feedback like that. Thank you.
Yes, and we can trust the police. We don't have to go to social media and believe all those nonsense.
There's a lot of good policemen out there. Unfortunately, yes, we do know there are bad apples, but that is in every industry.
That's true. We're talking about weapon safety today.
Yes, the Trusty Rusty 38 Special.
Yes, I like that one, the 38 Special.
That's a good firearm. So, yeah, in terms of firearm safety, there are quite a few aspects that we can discuss, and we've had a few discussions in the past as well.
Yeah.
And obviously, storing of a firearm is the one aspect, safe storage of a firearm, especially with the large amount of house breakings that we get and vehicle-related crimes that we have.
Yeah.
I think it was last week we spoke as well about the leaving of a firearm in your vehicle.
Yes. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, when you go through your training for your firearm, you're made aware with regards to what is safekeeping and what is allowed and what is not allowed. So a vehicle is not a safe environment to store a firearm.
Yeah.
There's a difference between traveling with your firearm in a vehicle and leaving your firearm in a vehicle.
Yeah.
If you are going on a hunting trip, for example,
yes,
your firearms are in your possession with you traveling along, that is fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Where you going to stop at the garage and go in for lunch and things like that, okay, that's where the problems start to come in.
Mm.
Okay. Now, the law does speak about rifles that must be in a carry bag, which is concealed, everything. So the option is either to take those firearms out of the vehicle and carry them with you in the appropriate carry bag.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Or alternatively, you need to have somebody by the vehicle guarding the firearms at all times.
Yeah.
With hand weapons, it's slightly different. Obviously, that can be concealed on your person.
Mm.
And so there's no need to leave that firearm in the vehicle.
Yeah, and when you go hunting, please don't make it known on Facebook.
Yeah. And so we get cases where people have left firearms in the cars and cars have been stolen and vehicles have been broken into. You know, specifically handguns. Doesn't happen so much with the rifles, so much with the guys that are hunting. Usually the guys that are hunting are too excited to get to the destination. They try and do it in one trip. They don't want to stop. And then obviously in terms of being safe with a firearm, you need to make sure that you're competent and that you keep that competency level up. You know, it doesn't help, and that's where, like, I started talking about the Trusty Rusty 38 Special. You know? Where that firearm was bought in 1990, and it's been sitting in the safe for all those years.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then 3 o'clock in the morning, there's a noise, and now you want to go and get that 38 Special out of the safe and try and, you know, protect yourself. But the last time you handled that firearm was in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to make sure that you are competent with that firearm on a regular basis. Go to the shooting range. Join a sporting club. Do some practical shooting. Even just normal muck and druk, standing at a range, shooting at a static target, that is better than not doing anything at all.
And the rules apply to buying a safe for your weapon? Did it change since 1970?
Not too much.
Okay.
Not too much. There have been some changes, yes, but not too much. So in terms of the regulations with a safe where you are going to keep your firearms, okay, it must be an SABS approved safe.
Yeah.
All right. It must be raw bolted into the wall and into the floor.
Yeah.
So it has to be mounted at least 3 points, sir. There's a bit of a debate with regards to where, what, why, and how. Okay, but ultimately, I mean, if you think about it like this, if that safe is there and you can easily rip it out of the wall, then it's not secured properly.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you do mount your safe, whether it is mounted in the cupboard or mounted wherever it is going to be, make sure that you forcibly test that safe to make sure it's not going to be able to be ripped out. So many housebreakings we get there and we see there's a safe that's been pulled out of the wall. And you can clearly see that there was no chip marks or anything on the wall itself indicating that they used a crowbar to pry it out or anything like that, indicating that the safe was not mounted correctly. You know, and once they've got your safe, then they've got all the time in the world to get into the safe and take out your valuables.
Yes, yeah. And you can't even your stall cabinet to slide with a slooikie.
Nee, ongelukkig nie.
Thank you, Captain.
Thank you very much, Piotr. Bye-bye. Bye.